This is VOA News via remote. I'm Steve Miller. Russian President Vladimir Putin introduced martial law on Wednesday in four Ukrainian regions he says Russia has annexed, as some residents of the occupied city of Kherson left by boat following warnings of a looming assault. Reuters' Louisa Knox has more.
Lining up to leave Kherson. Residents of the now Russian-held city waited for their turn on Wednesday to evacuate after Moscow warned of a looming assault. Meanwhile, Russia's President Vladimir Putin was introducing martial law in four Ukrainian regions, including Kherson, that he says are now part of Russia. Beyond much tied to military-led security on the ground, it was unclear what the immediate impact of that would be for places like Kherson, the biggest population center Moscow has seized since invading Ukraine.
That's Louisa Knox of Reuters News. UN human rights officials have condemned Iran's violent suppression of anti-government protests as a violation of international law and a call on Iranian officials to end their deadly crackdown against peaceful demonstrators. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN human rights officials say they are alarmed by the unabated violent response by security forces against protesters. They say reports of arbitrary arrests and the killing and detention of children are deeply worrying. UN human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says as many as 23 children reportedly have been killed and many injured by security forces who used live ammunition, metal pellets, and fatal beatings. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A business lobby says that the U.S. government is considering a plan to jointly produce weapons with Taiwan. U.S. presidents have approved more than $20 billion